Tefillah for Life, Shir 567, Monday and Tuesday, Parshas Shoftim. We are discussing the pasuk v'hishtachavu lahadoim raglov. Bow down to hadoim raglov of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And there's also an important concept in that. We explain hadoim raglov is the place where HaKadosh Baruch Hu manifests in this world. And then the pasuk ends off also, Kadosh Hu. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is Kaddish. And that's why Hadayim Raglav is Kaddish. Because anything that's associated with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam has Kedusha. And this part of the Pasuk is helping us develop a practical approach to Hishtachava. We have various Hadayim Raglavs in our lives. Yes, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash. We have a Beis HaKnesses, a Beis HaMedrash, which the Svarim call a Mikdash Me'at. We have Anoshim Gedolim, we have Talmidei Chachamim, that is Hashras HaShechina on them, even though we don't see it. They are the representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu for us in this world. Hishtachavu lahadoim raglov kodeshu. Bow down to any manifestation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's will in this world. Why? Because kodeshu. The Rabbeinu Shel Olam is kodesh. And therefore, anyone that associates himself with HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has this Kedusha. And Abavigdor Miller adds that could be the words Kaddish Hu could be going on the Hadayim Raglav also. Which means the Beis HaMikdash is Kaddish because it's Hadayim Raglav. Bow down to Hadayim Raglav because it is Kaddish. That's what he adds to this conversation. And the same thing with the Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, a Shul. It's not as big of a scale like the Beis HaMikdash, but it's also an element of Hadayim Raglav, Kaddish Hu. It's also Kaddish. An Adam Gadol, a leader in Klal Yisrael, or your personal leader that you follow, he's also Hadayim Raglav of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's what we are supposed to be subservient to. The way we are subservient to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is by listening and respecting his various Hadayim Raglavs that he places in this world to help us better relate to him. And all of these Hadayim Raglavs are Kaddish, they are all Kaddish. When a person respects a Shul, when a person respects a Rav, a Rebbe, or anyone of the sort, you are respecting HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are being Mishtachaveh to the Hadayim Raglav of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. You're appreciating Kaddish Hu. This building or this person is a manifestation of Hashras HaShechina. He's a manifestation of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam's Ratzon. And therefore I listen. Therefore I respect. Therefore I don't contradict, etc. That's all included in V'hishtachavu l'hadayim raglav Kaddish Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them there for that purpose. That we should have a practical hands-on opportunity to be mishtachaveh to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The way we do that is by being subservient, so to speak, to the various representatives that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam hands us.